What's up, everybody? This is Calvin here with Electronic News Network, home of Electronic Editions. We are here again today, live people. We are doing just a news update, tech updates, you know, privacy updates, software updates, tech deals, the whole shebang, guys. Please, guys, we really appreciate you guys listening to our podcast. It's amazing. More and more listeners are tuning in every day. Please go ahead, visit our official website, electronicconditions.net, where you'll be able to find the, you know, official great tech deals, our EAD club membership, so you can get the best tech deals for the best prices as well that we have them at, and you'll be able to get updated on our blogs as well too, and be a part of the EAD community. You know, being a part of the EAD community comes with lots of great benefits. You have definitely some insider information, some insider perks as well too. You'll be receiving some free product every month as well too. You know, great prices on tech products. We all know that, hey, I mean, the pandemic is here. It is getting, you know, a little bit, you know, kind of hectic, but we want to be able to help you guys, you know, order affordable tech gear, right? So we're definitely doing this for you guys, all right? So definitely check us out, electronicadditions.net. That's how it's spelled, electronicadditions.net. So look, we're going to be taking news off our LinkedIn page, guys. Let's definitely go ahead and move forward. All right. Make sure, guys, please smash the like and subscribe button below on our YouTube channel, Electronic Editions. It really helps the YouTube algorithm push all this content out so more people can get updated on, you know, most relevant tech information out here in the industry. And, you know, let's definitely get started. Okay, so moving forward, guys, we have Samsung's follow-up to the Z Fold 2 could be smaller, but maybe not in the dimension you want, right? So Samsung's next Galaxy Z Fold folding phone might have a slightly smaller screen than its previous models, right? So feature a small battery and quite possibly launch in July alongside a new Galaxy Flip. The Elec reports, right? So the Galaxy Z Fold 3 will reportedly have a 7.5-inch main tablet screen and a 6.2-inch screen on the front camera of the phone. The Elec writes, which would be the virtually the same as the Fold 2's 7.6-inch main display and 6.2-inch cover display, right? So the Elec says, these screen sizes come with the added benefit of zero bezels. So even if the screens may be the same size, the third fold could feel slightly smaller because the actual body of the phone might shrink, right? So in comparison to the Fold 2's 4.5 milliamp battery, the Fold 3 reportedly make do with the slightly smaller, 4,500 milliamp battery for the Fold 2. The Fold 3 will have a smaller 4,380 milliamp battery. Again, not a dramatic change in size, and it might not even noticeably impact battery life, but it's interesting to note if it affects other changes to the Fold design, right? So this is very, very interesting, guys. You know, for you guys that are pretty interested in the Z Fold, you guys that are Samsung fans out there, you guys like foldable phones, definitely, if you guys want to learn more about this information, please follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, you guys can learn more about it there. Moreover, guys, it looks like also Samsung's Galaxy Quantum 2 has quantum cryptography built in, right? So Samsung and South Korea carrier SK Telecom have announced the Galaxy Quantum 2, Samsung's second phone that features built-in quantum cryptography technology for increased scrutiny, right? Or increased security. It's the follow-up to last year's Galaxy A Quantum, right? So Galaxy Quantum 2 includes includes a chip developed by a company called ID Quantique, which says it's the world's smallest quantum random number generator. At 2.5 millimeters square, it works by capturing random noise with an LED and CMOS image sensor. According to SK Telecom, the QRNG chip allows smartphone holders to use services that require security in a more safe and secure manner by generating unpredictable and patternless true random numbers. So very, very, very interesting, guys. Definitely high on security, which is great. So, you know, you guys would definitely not be, you know, it's hard for hackers to infiltrate your information in your phone because of the cryptography type code, which is definitely amazing, guys. So this is definitely awesome. So if you guys want to learn more about this too, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about this amazing information there too. Moreover, guys, we also have more news on Apple. So it looks like the new iPad Pro launch coming soon, or Siri just confirmed an Apple event, right? So will there be an Apple spring event this month? After reports that the Cupertino, California-based firm had canceled its April 2021 launch event, there's now fresh news that this is in fact happening, and the word is coming from Siri. Spotted by Mac Rumors, Siri is responding to the question, when is the next Apple event? With the special event is on Tuesday, April 20th at Apple Park in Cupertino, California. You can get all the details at apple.com as well too. So hopefully this event, guys, we're gonna see you know, new products like the AirPod 3s, you know, the AirTags that we talked about in a few episodes back as well too, and a few other new Apple products that are rolling out, right? So the special event is on Tuesday, April 20th, guys. So 4:20 for many of you guys. That'll be an awesome day for you. That is amazing, right? So at Apple Park in Cupertino, California, out of all the places and the time, this will be amazing for you guys, right? So definitely check it out. If you guys want to learn more information, go to apple.com as well. So moreover, guys, we also have the DJI Pocket 2 gets cheap new vlogging camera rival. So the DJI Pocket has led the way in market for handheld vlogging cameras since it launched in 2020. But now it could have a cheaper rival, right? So the main camera marks the first impact 4K gimbal camera for Moza, a company renowned for its high-tech camera stabilizers and accessories, right? So capable of capturing 12 MP stills, 4K video at 60 frames per second and 8x slow motion, so 240 frames per second. Moza's debut camera effort utilizes a 3-axis gimbal, which could make an attractive option for creators on the go. So this is very, very amazing, guys, right? So it really gets the DJI Pocket 2 really gets a new cheap new vlogging camera, right? So the DJI guys too, it also creates we already know that drones come from this company as well too, so it looks like they have a vlogging camera as well, so which makes sense, right? So you can definitely check this out on their website as well. If you guys want to learn more about this information too, you guys can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. More news on Microsoft, right? So it looks like Microsoft accidentally leaks new look for Windows 10, which is pretty cool, right? So a new leak has appeared online that apparently shows a new look for Windows 10 with certain apps coming with rounded corners. Rather than right-angled corners that currently have, the screenshot was accidentally posted on Twitter by a Microsoft employee. It was promptly deleted, but Windows latest managed to grab the screenshot for posterity, right? So it's always great when leaks come out. I mean, hey, it does happen. Eventually, you know, people are gonna know what the new Windows is gonna look like anyways, but of course, you know how, you know, Windows and Microsoft is, you know, nobody really wants to have their, pre-developed product, launched out on the internet. But, hey, it does happen. So, it was accidentally posted on Twitter by a Microsoft employee, but it was deleted, right? So those pictures still could be floating around too. Honestly, if you guys want to learn more about this too, you can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can definitely learn more about it there too, right? So, so when is the new look for Windows 10 coming, right? So there's been quite a few rumors about Windows 10 getting a new look, possibly to coincide with a major Windows 10 21 H2 Sun Valley update coming later this year, right? So while adding rounded corners to apps and windows may not sound that groundbreaking, in the leaked images and mockups we've seen so far, it actually can make a big difference, with apps looking less severe and giving Windows 10 interface a more friendly look and feel. Even though the advanced apps like the terminal, if this new look is indeed going to be included in the Windows 10 21 H2 Sun Valley update, then expect it to arrive in the second half of 2021, right? So this is pretty amazing, guys. Obviously, we'll probably see it arrive closer in the next few months or so, if you guys want to, let's take a look. It seems like there may be a link to this image here. So this new leak, obviously, we see this new leak shows off Windows 10 design update with rounded corners, right? So we can definitely see these rounded corners in this feature as well. So if you guys can see this, you guys can see these pictures as well too on windowslatest.com. They have these photos here if you guys want to take a quick peek. But honestly, guys, I mean, it looks really nice. Of course, I know that, Microsoft and Windows, they're doing a wonderful job. So if you guys are nerds about that, go ahead, click, go on windowslatest.com and you guys can go and see that information. Moreover, guys, we also have Sony Xperia 1, 3 release date, price, and news leaks, right? News and leaks, right? So there's less than a day until the Sony Xperia 1 launch 3 launch event, as it's scheduled for 12 a.m. Pacific time and 3:30 a.m. Eastern time. On Wednesday, April 14th. So that is tomorrow, guys, right? So you might not need to, though, as a last minute launch laid the Sony Xperia 1 3 bare, right? So this year has already proven busy for smartphones, and the Sony Xperia 1 3 looks likely to be the next to join the new roster of Android phones we've seen unveiled recently. So this is very, very nice, guys, right? So definitely be prepared, guys. It looks like the launch event is scheduled for tomorrow, Wednesday, April 14th. So if you're in Pacific time, go for 12:30 a.m. and 3:30 a.m. Eastern standard time as well too, and then 8:30 a.m. BST and 5:30 p.m. ACT, guys. All right, so if you guys are in those time zones, you guys will definitely be able to watch it then, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this too, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, we also have Brave is the latest major internet player to ditch Google's cookie alternative, right? So Brave, guys, is a browser. So it's a crypto browser, right? So Brave, you'll be able to browse the internet, right? I believe the co-founder, one of the major architects within Firefox, he dropped out of Firefox and actually established Brave, and you're able to use the browser as well as gain BAT tokens at the end of each month for using the browser, right? So it's just amazing. You're able to earn passive crypto income, which is real crypto. So BAT is definitely a listed cryptocurrency on exchange as well too. So you guys can definitely check that out, right? So the makers of anti-tracking web browser Brave have become the latest to speak out against Google's proposed alternative to third-party cookies, right? So Google has pitched federated learning of cohorts as a way to safeguard the anonymity of individuals by grouping together thousands of users based on shared browsing activity, while still allowing publishers to generate advertising revenue, right? So this is very, very, very cool, guys. very amazing, guys, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too, right? So you also have NVIDIA is bringing Ray to tracing your Chromebook, right? So Chromebooks are hardly known for their graphical powers, right, or prowess, but that could be set to change, right? So MediaTek, the world's largest supplier of ARM-based chips for devices, is partnering with NVIDIA to try and integrate graphical features such as ray tracing into consumer-focused ARM devices. MediaTek CEO Rick Tsai commented on the collaboration in the statement, "We look forward to using our technology and working with NVIDIA to bring the power of GPUs to the ARM PC platform for gaming, content creation, and much more. GPU acceleration will be a huge boost for the entire ARM ecosystem," right? So this should be very, very amazing. Anytime there's a GPU acceleration, there's definitely going to be a boost, right? So this is awesome, right? So it looks like this could affect Chromebooks as well too, guys, and probably other devices too that have this type of technology as well too, right? So you know, definitely, guys, if you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, it looks like hackers targets Microsoft Office and Adobe Photoshop software cracks, right? So cracks, small programs that allow consumers to use commercial software without paying for the license, are still popular among businesses and individuals despite security risks, experts have warned, right? So a report for cybersecurity from Bitdefender highlighted cracks for Microsoft Office and Photoshop CC, and besides the obvious legal implications, users are risking ceding full control over the devices to hackers and criminals, right? So this is very interesting to know, right? You guys that are using the software cracks, please, guys, watch out for your information. Hopefully it has not been compromised, right? So definitely, you know, if it has, you know, definitely try to report it to, you know, the official company to see what they can do about it. Really arm your computer as well too, guys, with certain, you know, cyber friendly or cybersecurity, you know, measures as well too. There's great, you know, services that you can use to block those cybersecurity threats that come in. Especially, you know, you can block your apps, block your web browser, block your files and everything like that, create firewalls to create safety within what you're doing, right? So definitely, guys, if you guys want to learn more about this too, please, guys, this is why we come out with this information too, because again, you know, we're in the digital realm now. You know, not everybody's all honest and safe, right, online, and people, they do want to take advantage of other people's information to try to get ahead and, you know, get ahead on up on people, right? So, or on companies, right? So definitely go ahead, make sure you know, you're being safe. This is why we come out with information like this too. If you want to read into this article, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you'll be able to read more there too. Also, news on privacy, right? So it looks like scams could let hackers lock you out of WhatsApp, right? So for you guys that are using WhatsApp, definitely be careful, right? So a recently discovered WhatsApp scam could result in you being locked out of your account permanently, right? So for so many of us, WhatsApp has become an integral part of keeping in touch with friends, family, and colleagues, and more. Being able to unaccess it would have serious ramifications. And a newly discovered scam could just do that, right? So access to your phone, a hacker can orchestrate an attack that could result in your account being deactivated. What's more, it doesn't matter. So if you have a two-factor authentication enabled or not. So that's pretty scary, guys, because usually with most apps, with most websites, with most accounts, if you have two-factor authentication, say if you have like a password phrase or a secondary phrase or a private phrase, that should be enough to really secure you, right? Especially with a two-factor authentication. I think that's, you know, one of the greatest things to have, and that was invented, right? So now it looks like for WhatsApp, it really doesn't matter for this, right? So again, Facebook owns WhatsApp. It looks like, you know, Facebook was under another scam scandal, a few weeks ago as well, too, that we discovered and we initiated and talked about on our previous episodes. But it looks like, you know, now it looks like there's a scam with WhatsApp, and, you know, it can lock you out of your account permanently. So, my thing is, guys, be careful. Maybe use a different number for WhatsApp. I know sometimes WhatsApp likes to use your original number. Maybe try to use a different number, or maybe just not use WhatsApp at all, right? Again, I'm not, pushing out any, negative news against WhatsApp or Facebook. I'm just stating the facts that are going on here. So maybe, you know, as an individual who wants to take precaution with what they're doing, you want to be able to securitize your information. Maybe just delete the app altogether. Honestly, this just doesn't make me feel good, especially if the hacker can go ahead and hack and do what they have to do, even if you have two-factor authentication enabled or not, right? It's like two-factor authentication is supposed to mediate and help with that, you know? So if somebody gets access even through two-factor authentication, that is, super devious, and that can be super dangerous, right? So definitely, go ahead, watch out for that. You know, if you guys want to learn more information about that too, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Right, so that is pretty much the information we're going to be taking for today, guys. That is pretty much from our LinkedIn page. If you guys want to go ahead, follow us on our LinkedIn page too. It's called Electronic Editions. We'll also leave links in the description below for our other social media channels that you guys can go ahead and follow us as well too. If you guys like Instagram, I know many of our audience members and people that follow us, they follow us on Instagram. You guys can follow us on Instagram at The Real E. It's actually The Official Electronic Editions, right? So all one word, Official Electronic Editions. Also, guys, on Facebook. Now, some of you guys are on Facebook as well. Hopefully, you guys are securitized and have your information straight there as well, too. You can follow us on Facebook at The Real EAD, all one word, The Real EAD. And hopefully, you guys are having a great day, honestly. This week's going to be a great week. Don't forget, again, the Apple special event launches, April 20th, right? So definitely be prepared. You guys can definitely, see more information on apple.com. I'm pretty sure it'll also air on YouTube and stuff like that, after the fact. So you guys will be able to watch it there too. All right. So hopefully you guys are having a great time. All right. Don't forget to visit our official website, electronicadditions.net. And we'll see you guys soon in the next one. Okay. Peace out.